We are on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. V'tachas kevoidoi yekad yekoid ki yekoid eish. Now this pasuk is speaking about the mapole that the army of Sancheref had. The pasuk explains the mapole as follows: V'tachas kevoidoi, underneath kevoidoi yekad yekoid ki yekoid eish. There'll be a fire ki yekoid eish. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tachas kevoidoi v'loi kevoidoi mamish. Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, the Rabbi Yochanan korei l'mone mechabdusi. Rabbi Yochanan said that begodim are called kovid. Mechabdusi, the mechabed the person. So therefore, this is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. V'tachas kevoidoi, underneath his begodim, yekad yekoid ki yekoid eish. So that means that the soldiers of Sancheriv were burnt completely, but the begodim remained. V'tachas kevoidoi, there was a fire. The kevoidoi, the begodim, did not get burnt. One of the Mefarshim say, so if you would want to count how many soldiers were killed, you could count the uniforms, because they didn't get burnt. And now what the Gemara says, V'tachas kevoidoi v'loi kevoidoi mamish. So it seems from Rashi and Sanhedrin klar that kevoidoi mamish means gufoi. Gufoi is the kevoid ha'odah. Begodim are called mechabdusai, it brings covet to the gufa adam. Is v'tachas kvoidai v'loi kvoidai mamish, it means that the pasuk is telling us that the gufim, underneath the begodim, there was a fire. The gufim burnt to a crisp, and the begodim remained. And Rashi in Yeshaya says, that was a schus for them, a schus that originated Bimei Noyach, that Shem V'Yefes was Zoyer on the covet of Noyach, so therefore they were Zoyche V'Shas, that they were killed, that Al Kaponim, they'll also be killed in a Matzev von covet, that the Gufim were Mechusa with Begodim. That is how Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshat in this Pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Omer V'Tachas Kevoidoi, Tachas kevoidai mamish. Rashi learns Pshat Rabbi Lezer that kevoidai mamish means the goof, but tachas does not mean under the covet. No, tachas means in place of the covet. In place of the covet, that means where there once existed the goof, now there was a fire in ashes. Tachas kevoidai means anstatt the covet, there was a fire. And ki yekoid eish, just like when you have a fire, the remnants are ashes. So here also, the remnants of the goof were ashes. So the way Rashi learns Pshat, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yochanan both hold that the goofim were nisraf, the begodim remained. No, the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer is how to translate the pasuk. According to Rabbi Yochanan, tachas means underneath, and kvoidai means begodim. And according to Rabbi Lozor, tachas means in place, and kvoidai means gufoi. In place of the guf, there remained ashes. Rab Shmuel Banachmeni Omar, tachas kvoidai kisreifas b'nei arem. Rab Shmuel Banachmeni holds a little like Rabbi Yochanan, and a little like Rabbi Lozor. In the Taich of Tachas, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that which was under, not in place of. In the Taich of Kvoidai, he holds like Rabbi Lozor, that Kvoidai means Gufoi. So the Pasuk means, V'tachas Kvoidai, that which finds itself underneath the Guf, or that which is, that is the Neshome, which is Nivla in the Guf, is v'tachas kevoidai, the neshama was burnt. So Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini holds that, forget, he's chaylik back in the Metzius what occurred. Kisreifas b'nei Aaron. That the army of Sancherev, they were burnt kisreifas b'nei Aaron. Ma lahalon sreifas neshome v'guf kayin. Avkan sreifas neshome v'guf kayin. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'tachas kevoidoi, aidi da'airi bikro b'plukte d'Rab Yochanan, d'Rab Elozer, d'Rab Shmuel ben Achmeini, nokte lahai hoches. That's why it comes in over here, because we hear l'kaponim, the shayla if kevoidoi means begodov, we hear already the chibadetoi, that one should be machlev begodov, according to Rab Yochanan, because hayekoire, he called his begodim mechabduse. Hachi garsina. Rabbi Yochanan oimer tachas kevoidoi, v'loi kevoidoi mamish. Rabbi Yochanan letaimei, de Rabbi Yochanan kore lemone mechabduse. Rabbi Lezer oimer tachas kevoidoi mamish. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini oimer tachas kevoidoi kischeifes b'nei arim. Bahachi pirush. Bein le Rabbi Yochanan, Bein le Rabbi Elozer, Gufon Nisraf. They both agree that the guf was completely consumed. El Rabbi Yochanan mashmalei tachas kvoidoi. The translation of tachas is kimoi tachas raglov. That which is underneath his feet. Loshin tachtis. That's translation number one. Uch kvoidoi is not kvoidoi mamish. No kvoidoi hainu begodov. And this is what the Pasuk is telling us. Tachas bigdeihem shal chayolosov shal sancherev, underneath the begodim of the chayolos of sancherev, yekad yekoid v'loi bigdeihem nisrafu. The gufim were nisraf, but the begodim were not nisraf. V'rabbi Lezer mashmalei tachas loshen chalipen, instead, in place of. Kamo yishalem tachas hashoyer. In place of the shoyer, you pay. Mishum d'Rabbi Elazar leikohi lemonei mechabduse. He does not learn that the begodim are called mechabduse. Al kein kevoidoi is kevoidoi mamish, hayni gufoi. So means the guf. V'hochi kama, kevoidoi mamish yisorek. That the guf alone will be completely burnt, v'tachtov, and in place of it, yehei eifer usreifer ki yekoidesh, whatever one finds, after an eish consumes whatever it burnt, that was in place of the covet that had once existed. V'rabbi Shmuel mashmalei, tachas ki Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel holds that tachas is like Rabbi Yochanan, that means underneath. Uchevoidoi ki Rabbi Elozer. Hilkach kro ki Rabbi Yochanan midrash v'vetachas kvoidoi nisraf v'loi kvoidoi mamish. That which is underneath the covet was burnt, but the covet was not burnt. But he learns v'hai kvoidoi gufoyu. V'hilkach ki sreifis b'nei aren, sreifis neshome v'guf kayim, k'demrini b'senhedrin b'dalad mises. We have here the Mesoiris HaShas, tzeichen tzu, the same gemore, in Sanhedrin daf tzadik dalet amit beis, v'ayin shom u'mitzvah liyashiv. Let me just tell the oilam what the mitzvah is liyashiv. The Yinyakiv also asks the same kasha. There the Gemara says that in Rabbi Elazar oimer v'tachas kvoidoi, tachas kvoidoi mamish. And there Rashi seems, in the Gemara is Messiahim, so there the Gemara seems to learn Pshat and Rabbi Elazar, that what Rashi says, Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini, that Kvoidoi is Gufoi, and Tachas means the Neshama, which is Tachas Gufoi, that's how Rabbi Elazar learned. Rabbi Elazar, if it's Tachas Kvoidoi Mamish, it seems, the Gemara says, Kischeifes b'nei Aaron. So here, that Al Kaponim Rashi makes a three-way machloikis, so that's a mitzvah liyashiv, so it's a stira, the two gemoras, what Rabbi Elazar really holds. Omar Rab Ache Bar Abe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin l'shinoi begodim min ha-toyre. Zogt Rashi, shehu derech kovoid lifnei ha-moke. That we are style conscious, that could be that snarishkeiten. But the Gemara says, no, that there's such an inyan of shinoi begodim min ha-toyre, that the Torah was machshev shinoi begodim. Shenema ufoshat es begodov velovash begodim acherim. That the Torah is telling us a seder that by the Yitzhoras Adeshen, different big day kohune should be worn. V'tone devei Rabbi Yishmoel, limdoch Torah derech eretz, begodim shebishol behem kdeiro l'raboi, al yimzik behem kois l'raboi. Zogt Rashi, v'lovash begodim acherim, v'hoitzi es Adeshen. Hiskikoi akosov lilboish begodim pchusim v'shas eitzoas hadesh. She'eina avoida cheshuva. This is not a choshuva avoida. Kidei shelayim asu begodov achshuvim she'oivet behen avoidas achilo shtie kegoin kito v'nisoch. But now what one is maktir on the mizbeach, so that's Achilus HaMizbeach, and Nisuch Ishtiyas HaMizbeach. So Memela, so even though this is an Avoide, the Yitzhoras Adeshen is also an Avoide, the Gemara says in Yume, that necessitates Big Day Kohune, but Al Kaponim, the quality of the Begodim, which is used for Yitzhoras Adeshen, should be Gruim, than the quality of the Begodim, which are used for Haktore and Nisuch. So we see there is such an inyan. The Marsha says that could be that is the same inyan of Achlofe Big Day Shabbos. The Pasuk says Eisa Shereifu Veisa Shel Tavashlu Bashelu. So that is the avoide of Erev Shabbos, and Al Yimzei Kois, that's the Kois of Kiddush. So also the same din, the begodim which are used for the hachone of the Macholi Shabbos, it's also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah by Yosem Bishluchei, the Gemara says in the second Perek in Kiddushin. But these begodim that are used for this mitzvah should not be used for Mezigas HaKois, that's the Kois Shal Kiddush. The Pashtis, Rashi says, Klor in Alatayre and in Yume, that what it is used for, Navoide Pechuse, so it will become Nislachler. Seems not the Etzem Avoide is a Gnai for the Beged. Or if it will be used for Yitzhoyis Adeshin, it will become Nislachlech. And therefore, so we are mafris the covet of the Begodim that will later be used for Achilo Shti. Omar Rabchiye Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Ginayu leTalmud Chocham sheyeitze bimenolayim amatuloin lashuk. So Ginayu for Talmud Chocham to go out with patched shoots. Fragt die Gemara, wo ha Rabbi Ache Bachanine Nofik, Oma Rabbi Ache bereit Rav Nachman betlai al gabi tlai. That was a double patch. But one patch is not a gnai. Wo Oma Rabbi Chie Bar Abe, Oma Rabbi Yechinen, kol Talmud Chochim shenimtso revav al bigdoi, chayev mise. Shenemar, Kol Misanai Ohavu Moves. So Misanai is a Loshen Hifil, or if it should be called Sinai, that would be the Poshet of Pshat. What's Misanai? So the Gemara says, Al Tikri Misanai Elo Masniai. Let us see Rashi. Al Yimzai Kois, ותן ורבי שמואל בדרושת דהייקרו, בגודם שבישבם כדירו לרבוי, דום ידו יצורס הדשן, או ימזיק בהם כויס לרבי, לפיכך הוסקק, לילבויש בגודם פחוסם. Levav, Shumin v'chaylev, a fatty stain. Chayev misa, shetzorech liyais choshuv v'hogun l'chvoid teirosai. Masniyai shememasin atzmon b'einei habriyos, habriyos oimrim oilahem l'loim de teire shehem mu'usim u'megunim, nimtzoze masni es ha-teire. L'chayre, it could be that the chayev misa shetzorech liyais choshuv v'hogun l'chvoid teirosai. Could be, Rashi is saying it is bakant, the Gemara says in Naveidah Zoreh, that in the first capital of Tilim it says, Kim b'seiras Hashem cheftzoi, u b'seirosoi yege yoimam v'loilo. B'tchile it is called Teiras Hashem. And later it is called Teirosoi. It becomes a kinyan to the Talmud Chochm. It becomes his Torah. Rashi in Tilim says, Pshat, Misha Omer Boy, Nasis Torosai. After the Amelis and the Yigiyah, then Torah becomes his. It would seem, the Gemara Darshans and Kedushin, that the mitzvah of Kvoi Talmidei Chachomim, Vodarto Pnei Zokein. So Chazal Darshan, Zokein Zeshe Kona Chochme. Zeshe Kona Chochme means, L'chayre, that it's Teirosoi. That it became his. That's very interesting, Loshen. That the Teire became his. There's Teiros Hashem, and there's Teirosoi. It would seem that Teiros Hashem means a person is equivalent to a computer. He knows, V'stutzach and Rabbeinu Shleom's Teire, but there's nothing to do with him. He has knowledge in the Rabbeinu Shleom's Teire. Like we hear, B'memches Dvorem HaTeire Niknes. Besides that, Melis, it seems that in order for Teire to become an Atzmius of him, we need the Maise Kinyonim, just like everything else is Nikne. And when it becomes Nikne, so then it's part of him. It's Teire Soi, so it becomes a chelik of him. Zokain is, the Shem Zokain is Zeshe Kona Chochme. It is a mitzvah to be mechabit him, because he is equivalent to a walking sefer Torah. If he was already kind of the Torah, and the Torah became a chelik of him. So could be that is what Rashi says, shetzorech li yischoshu v'hogun lekovet Torah soy. The chiv over here is not alts. He belongs to a party of Talmidei Chachomim, that a yeshiva man. The shailas as kvoida teire. The chiyev misa over here is that's a kubirashis teira soi. Because we're speaking about a Talmud Chochem, so it became his teire. So memele, if, so he is a cheftz of a sefer teire. So by putting on a beged with a flex, so that's putting on a sefer teire, a mantle with a fleck, that's Mos. And that's the next Rashi also. Rashi starts speaking about, personally about the Talmidei Chachomim, Shememasim Atzmon Be'enei Habriyas. Habriyas Oimrim Oilem Leloim Dei Teire Sheim Ousim Emegunim. And Rashi feels like, Nimtze Zem Masni Es HaTeire. Rashi jumps from, so it's not Loim Dei HaTeire, it's not, could be the Chiv, the Chomer is not that people look down to Loim Dei Teire. He doesn't realize he himself is a Chefze Shel Teire, if it's Teire Asai. So Memele Nimtze Zem Masni Es HaTeire. He should look at himself in the third person. He's like the Gemara says in Malkus, that Bavli Tapshoi, that the Oymed Lifnei Sefer Teire, Lifnei Loim Dei Teire, they don't stand up. So the Chiv is Takalz Masni Es HaTeire. Even though we had before, one medayik that Talmidei Chachomim b'darabonon, they shuffle with their shoes, and they're not the bnei mechuze. They put on the shoes loosely so they don't have to untie it and tie it. That's not like the Bnei Mechuzah. Bnei Mechuzah wa makpidim al levushayim v'nalayim lis mechuvonim v'koishan oisam v'doichik. So that was a shtikel batlonishkeit, perhaps from the Talmidei Chachamim, but that is not most. It's not exactly stylish, but it's not most. But here pshat is taka, this is masniyai, this is the revav, is most. So mameila, this is ohavu movis. Ravina omar revad itma. That this halacha was not said by revav, the halacha was said by Revat. What is Revat? So Rashi says, Shichva Zera. Loshein Marvadin. Revati Arsi. This is a posik in Mishlei. And the title of the posik is as follows. Here they're speaking about a Zayne. And the Zayne is coming out towards someone and is telling him as follows. Rifadetiv v'kishadetiv v'vsomim minim amachnisim taive v'tizokekli. So kaponim marvatim revati arsi is speaking about a mitzvah. So therefore, revat is a loshon of shichva zera. And the site it seems that it's a loshon of dam eisish, a loshon rivde de kasilte, such a flag. V'lai pligi ha beglima ha belavusha. Glima Rashi says shu elyoin, so which is more conspicuous? Afilu revav is also levush shu tachtoin. So there, the Talmud Chochem is not needn't to do this begodim atachtoinim. He's not so muchach that they should be. There shouldn't be a fleck on them. Al kaponim revav ein revav loy. The Omar Rab Chiya Bar Abe, Omar Rab Yoichanan. Mai d'chsiv kasha holach avdi Yeshayo. The Pasuk says that the Rabbi Yishlam told Yeshayo to go Orum v'yachaf, Orum v'bgodim bluim, v'yachaf v'minolayim ametuloi. That's, so you, one should not learn pshat in the Pasuk that Kipshutoi, for years he was going like this. This was a simon that this would be the end result of Mitzrayim and Kush. So the Gemara says, Orem v'yachav. So even though we learned that b'menalayim ametuloyim is g'nayla Talmud Chochem, but here there was a tzivoy of the Rabbi Nishloilom. Even if Olam Pshat m'nalayim ametuloyim means t'lay al gabi t'lay. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah Mikvois. Revav al Hamardeya Chaitzitz. If there is a Revav, we heard before Revav is a fatty stain. So if it's al Mardeya, Mardeya is like a blanket that is used for a chamoy. Is Chaitzitz, when it's Negeya Tvila. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Ad ke Iser Hoitalki. That the shir is ki isere italki. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, alamada shel chamoyer, choytzeitz. So the Rishash is geiris kol shohu choytzeitz, le'inyin tvile, heichidi kopit. That is bemisen what the Tanakama is moisif on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it has to have a certain shear in order to be chaitzitz. Ad ki isero italki. That means the minimum shear of chaitzitza is a isero italki. But less than isero italki is not chaitzitz. The Tanakam is soisem revav al amadeya chaitzitz. So the Tanakam is moisiv that there's no shear in chaitzitza. Kol dover chaitzitz linyin tvile heiche de kopit. And he's makpid. V'chol chatzitze shemakpid olav chaitzetzes. Exactly what Rashi is moisif in the second shura, I don't know. Chayret repetitious. Kol dover chaitzitz linyin tvila heiche de kopit. Kol shehu chaitzitz linyin tvila heiche de kopit. V'chol chatzitze shemakpid olav chaitzetzes. Could be Rashi is saying that the machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama is Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that less than the Isser is not choitzitz. I is makbid. Bemison, we have a klal amiyat hamakbid is choitzitz. So al kolchach Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that less than the Isser Italki is botla daita etzel kalodim. Who is ever makbid on less than Isser Italki? They didn't have such good cleaners in those days. So everyone wore, he was speaking about Amardas. So everyone had al kaponim, such begodim with stains. It wasn't completely clean. So Rav Shimon Gamliel held that is the inyan of botel daita. And that's what the Tanakhama is moisev. V'chol chatzitze shemat bedol of chaytzetzes. The criteria is not totally in size. There's no inyan of botla daite. Kol chatzitze shemat bedol of chaytzetzes. That is by Amarda shel Chamoel. V'al habegodim. Agavuche, the inyan of chatzitze is that in that mokim the mayim is not negeya the beged, so there's a chesaron in tvila. If he's not makpid, so al kolchoch the revav becomes bottle to the beged, it becomes part of the beged. If he is makpid, so it's considered a dovo nifrod a chelik of nayatzmai from the beged. So it's considered that there's no negiyas mayim to the beged, because now it gets achshivas of adov and nifrat, since he doesn't want this to be there. So mamela it is chaytzitz in the tvila. V'yala begodim, mitzad echad einei chaytzitz. If the stain, the revav is only on one side of the beged, it did not penetrate to the other side, einei chaytzitz. But if the revav penetrated, that both sides of the beged, the top and the bottom, the stain came through and through, so memela, then it is chaytzitz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Af mitzad echad chaytzitz. He disagrees. He holds tzad echad is also chaytzitz. Boy minei Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish me Rabbi Chanine, mardas mitzad echad oy mishnei tzdod. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, that is choylik on the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama holds davke mishnei tzdod. And he holds by a beggar that filo one tzad is choytzit. So what does he hold by a mardas? Mardas, does Rabbi Shmuel mitzad echad? A mardas is similar to a beged, and mitzad echad is also chaytzitz, oy mishnei tzdod. Omar lei zu loy shamati. Exactly what Rabbi Shmuel holds, I did not hear. But ki yaitze bo shamati. I hear it's a halacha, a similar halacha, and perhaps from this we can derive to be poshet your shayla. Disnan, we learned Rabbi Yosi oymer, shel banoim mitzad echad. We'll see soon, Shalbanoi means a beged of Talmidei Chachamim, mitzad echad. That alone is a chetzitz. V'shalbul mishnei tzdodim. Rabbi Shmuel did not differentiate between the types of people. He said all begodim is mitzad echad. Rabbi Yosi differentiated. Abul is mishnei tzdodim, he's not makbid, the mistomef's one is, it's botlo daitoi. So memeilu v'shabu mishnei tzdodim. V'loi tehei mardas chashuva mi bigdoi shalam ha'oretz. So l'chayre, he meant to be poishet, even though Rabbi Shmuel did not differentiate between people, all of them are have one aloche, abo mistome, a mardas shal chamoyer is moide, that this is equivalent, that Rabbi Shmuel is moide, that a mardas shal chamoyer is equivalent to what Rabbi Yosi holds the loch is by Abu, and it's not chaytzitz if it was not mishnei tzdodim. Let us see Rashi. Tnan hosam b'meseches mikvois, v'nokat lo hocho, Shimdaboy Lameima Shelbanoi Loima Shaderech Talmud Chocham Makpit Alevusha. Mishneit Stodim Shahoya Boy Harbe Achen Nivla Bebeged Venira Litzat Shaini. Mardas Mitzadechot Oimi Bey Stodim, that was the Shail of the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel. Doma Bebeged Mitzadechot. Rabbi Shmuel loves the Beged is Mitzadechot Mardas Mayom Abo. What is Yolbe Mardas? Rabbi Yisi Oimer Shalbanoim Poligad Rabbi Yude. Omal Rabbi Shmuel Beged Shalbanoim Tahainu Talmidei Chachomim. Shemakpidem Al Levusheyem Mitzadechot. So by them it is a Teres Chatzitze Mitzadechot. Vishalbu mi beis sedod. Zog de Gemara weiter. Mai banoi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan eilu talmidei chachomim sheoisken bevinyonoi shel oilom kol yemeim. Banoim goes on talmidei chachomim. What is the ipstait sha'oiskim bibinyonai shal oilam kol yemeyem? Pachsach meir pshat in the Gemara is, Chaim Veloshin al Nefesh HaChaim brings down the Zohar HaKodesh, Shar Dalet, Taf Hei. The Zohar HaKodesh says as follows, Kutcha berichu istakel b'yiraise ubora almen. Barnash istakel b'yiraise umikayim almen. So the existence of the world exists through Limud HaTorah. That L'chair is the Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that what is an apokeiros? An apokeiros is that a person who says, Maya Hanilon Rabbonon, Lididu Tonu, Lididu Koru. An apokeiros is someone who views a Talmud Chochem. He has perhaps the greatest respect for him, but he only thinks that only the Talmud Chochem is deriving benefit from his Torah. Lididu Koru, Lididu Tonu. And Rashi says, Ve'inam Yoidim Shekola Oilom Kayim Bishvilom. That the whole world exists because of them. And that's the Chmir Pshat is, Rabbi Chaim Veloshner says, Nochalot in Shar Dalet, that if there would Chas V'Sholom exist 1 second in the Bria, that no one would be learning, so the whole Oilom, or all the Oilom is, B'chayzer l'sayu v'avoyu. So memele, these are the altikri bonoich, ela bonoich, these are the boinim, these are the mekaimim es ha'oilo. That's Talmidei Chachamim. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, eizehu Talmud Chacham, shemarzirin lo yaveide b'tvias ha'ayin, se'amakpid al chalukai, chalukai lahoifchai. Who is a Talmud Chochem? Like this, the halacha is that in order to be marzer an aveide, you're marzer with simonim. But a Talmud Chochem and simonim are a proof of the amitius of the oivet. That's proof that it's his. Simonim deraise. But a Talmud Chochem doesn't have to prove himself. If he recognizes the Yaveda, you return it to him. So, Eze Talmud Chochem Shemachzir Lo Yaveda Betvi Yisa'ayim Zamakpid Al Chalukai Lohoifchoi. Zogt Rashi Shemachzir Lo Yaveda Betvi Yisa'ayim Kivin Shomar Ani Makira Af Al Pi Sheini Noisim Bo Simin Kida Oma Beilo Metzies Hamakpid Al Chalukai Lohoifchoi. Loiv shayk shu hafuch, he puts on the beged backwards. Mak bedolov vahoyfoy, shemak bedolov shlayero hatfirais hamegunis veimre yacholuk. Does not want that the seams of the beged should be visible while he's wearing the beged. So memele, such a Talmud Chacham, yamarza naveda betvi yisayin. It's very difficult to understand the main shmit leitzer halsinai. What is the connection between his matpid al chalukai lohifrai, so therefore yamachzer the aveda betvi yisai. The Rif wants to say pshat that Memison, in order to be Magza B'Tviyas Ayin, there's another qualification necessary. That means that the Talmud Chacham has to have a Tviyas Ayin Al Kaponim. He has to, Al Kaponim, he recognizes it, that this is his thing. So he has to have Al Kaponim. So if Lemaise, he's a Psazah Batlan, that he puts on the Beged backwards, Zeichnish Gefellach, he's eingeton in learning, so it could be he's a gewaldike Talmud Chochem, but his Tviyas Ayin announced sich up. That means, but if we see that the Psahotach Yohan Ayin, if he comes, he put it on not correctly, he realizes that. So Memele, so he has a Tviyas Ayin. So this Talmud Chochem, so Memele, so then he's qualified, if he says he recognizes this Aveda, so Memele, It's Takim Mistami, he's not fooling himself. That's how the Rif learns Pshat in this Gemara. There are other Mahalchim in this Gemara, Heze Talmud Chochim, Hamakpid Al Chalukai Lahoifchoi. The Goin in Mishlei says Pshat, that the Chaluk, the Begodim of a person, that is a Moshul to the Midas of the person. Chazal tell us, V'lova shakoyin midoi vad, midoi kemidosai. So, it seems Chazal wo maramis, we were speaking about the begodim, about kemidosai. So, Al Kaponim, the begodim, that's the levush Odom, that's maramis on the midis of Odom. So the Goyin says, Hamakpid al chalukai lahoifchoi. Talmud Chochem that sees that he was nichshel be'izadava megune, he sees that there's a hisoyches of a mide ro b'toichoy, so he's mahapach the mide. The refuah of a mide ro, the Rambam says in Shmeine Prokim, if a person wants to be misaken his midas, he has to go to the other extreme. If he won't be an extremist, he'll never get anywhere. If a person who beteva is very stingy, so he wants to be mahapach this midas, he has to become a pazran, till eventually be able to go to have a mida beinani. So memela eze talmud chocham hamatpid al chaluka and his midas lahoifchoy. That to be mahapach, if there's a mida ro that's nisnoitzitz by him, so Memela, he makes sure that he's mahapachet. What does this have to Achzoras Aveide? It could be, the Goyin doesn't speak about that, but it could be, that means if when it comes to Zmidis, he's not makpid al chaluk elahofchai, so it seems his limud ha-teire is only a psa achochme by him. It doesn't, it's a em hotes nisht. That means he doesn't change himself because of the Torah that he learns. So Memela could be he is not faleslach that you should be mavzaloya aveda b'tviyas ayin. But if you see that he works on himself, that the Torah sheboy gives him this koyach to be makpid al chalukei lahoivchoi, to be mahapach, his midah yisroi is to go to the other extreme. So it seems that his anhogis are also governed by the Torah he knows. So mainly it could be mazer and aveda. The Benayo says it's a different pshat. Hamakpid al chalukai lahofchoi. So he says the Torah is called chaluk. Chaluk de rabbonon. But Choluk is the Taicha Beged also. The Torah that one learns, the Odom Oise Mimenu Choluk L'Nishmosai. That's why it becomes a Levush of the Talmud Chochem. That what he learns is his Levush. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Simlo Lecho Katzin Tiyalonu. There the Pasuk in Yeshaya is speaking about that they approach someone who they were under the impression that he's a Talmud Chochem, Simlo Locho, Katzin Tiyalonu, you should be a manik for us. Al Kaponim, the Torah that one learns is called his Levush, And that's his levush la'os his lovet. He says, but one should not remain with chaluk. One should be mahapach the chaluk, and from the chaluk should become oisiyus lekeach. Lekeach nefoshes chacham. That he should not hold his Torah for himself, nor he should share it with talmidim. Lekeach nefoshes chacham. And he says, then after he's this bechina of lelameid, then he's began mahapach the oisiyes lekeach to become kiluach, that he becomes a tzinayr of ashpoas ha-teire. So that means eize talmud chochem ze makpid al chilukei lahopchoi. Talmud chochem does not remain in the same darge all the time. No, he goes midarge ledarge al chilukei lahopchoi. From choluk becomes lekeach to becomes kiluach. Exactly what this says to Machzir and Layaveide, Vesach Nishn. Ba'oma Rab Yochanan. Eizeo Talmud Chochim shememanim oisei parnes ala tzibu, ze sheshoilin oisei dvar aloche b'chol mokim, and you could ask him a dvar aloche b'chol mokim, v'oima, v'afilu b'meseches kala. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, b'chol mokim, b'chol ha-shas. That, so he's a boki b'shas. B'afilu b'meseches kala. What's the chiddush? The l'regili bo'inshi. Because not too many people are acquainted in meseches kala. V'zeh nosan liboi v'golso. So memele, so he has gewaldic ideas. He knows all over. Meseches kala b'raisi kala b'loi brocha asura l'bay lo k'nide. V'omar Rab Yochanan, eizehu talmud chocham shebnei iroi mitzuvin lasei sloi melachtoi, ze sheminiach chafotzoi v'oiseik b'cheftzei shamay. That means if he is mafker, his interests, he's oiseik b'cheftzei shamayim, so memele, so the bnei iroi al mitzuvin lach yoisoi, v'hani mili l'mitrach b'riftei, but it's not mitzuvah hastes to give him a go, because the kepanos, the bare essentials and necessities, they should be matriach to give him pass. Let us see Rashi, l'mitrach b'riftei, no, the Rashi before, talmud chochem shebnei iroi mitzuvin la'asoyis melachti, k'da'oma b'perg zayin diyume, Kosov echad oimer vasisa locha arayneit, v'kosov echad oimer vasu arayneitzei shitin. So it seems that asu is a chiyav on the tzibo. Lemitrach beriftei dover shen yochel etroyach boi, v'chayav tluyim boi. So we see there are different shiurim for different inyonim. For shimneirei mitzuvin lasis loy malachtoi, there we don't, it's not totally in yediyas. There it's totally in how much he's makrev for limud ha-teire. Aparnis is totally in yediyas. Machzir lo yaveide is totally in different in yonim. So the shem talmud chochem is relative, and it's there are different halachas for different halachas. The different tnoim for different halachas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, eizeh talmud chochem. Kol sheshoil noisoi haloche b'chol mokoim bo'imro. L'may nafkemine l'mnuyei parnes ala tzibo. I b'chode mesechte ba'asrei. If you could ask him b'chol mokoim b'chode mesechte atz ba'asrei, I b'kulei t'nuyei b'reish mesifte. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, אם ידעי להושיב במסכתה שהוא עוסק בו, ממנם עוסוי פרנס בעשרי. אם בכולי תנויי, דקוי בהו מסכתה, מהדם מסכתה אחיתה, then it is ריש מסיפתה. Others are מדייק from Rashi, who was speaking about a פרנס, and before we had איזה תלמד חושב על עוסי פרנס על ציבי, זה ששאירן עוסי והלוכה בכל מוקי ואימא. He has to know all over. So Rashi says, It seems here he did learn all over, but when he's learning in one Masechta, he cannot answer on the spot from another Masechta. In Yedei Lahoshiv Masechta Shuaisik Bobmanimoise Parnas Ba'asrei, in the Koi Baha Masechta Mahadza B'Masechta Achite, then is Reish Masifta. Now let us see Tosfos. Ba'afilo B'Maseches Kal. Before we heard that Eze Talmud Chochem Shemamanem Oisei Parnas Alatzibur, Zeshashel Noisit Va'alocha Bechol Mokim Va'oimer, Ba'afilu B'Maseches Kal. Perish Bekuntres, Lelegili Bo'inshi, not too many people are acquainted with Maseches Kal. V'hu Nosan B'Libo Ilegersa. And he decided to learn it. So that's a gewaldis, that's a yisrin. Perish legriyusa. In Kedushin, it seems it's not such a gewaldic mile of Masechtes Kala. Fakert, it's a dover kal. Gabi amenas sha'ani Talmud Chochem. If he made a Kedushin with a tnai that he's a Talmud Chochem, so it's a very vague terminology Talmud Chochem. Ein oimrim keshimin ben azai keshimin ben zoim. It doesn't have to be such a great lamdem as they are. Ela kol shesheil noisei dvar aloche. Afilu b'meseches kala, u'peirish b'kuntres, afilu b'meseches kala, she'i kala. If he doesn't even know about the kame, mareire ben avada givis, he knows meseches kala, that's also enough. He falls into the category of a Talmud Chochem. What's Vilstel? A menashe ani Talmud Chochem, that's also considered a Talmud Chochem. So there it seems that it's fakert, it's legreyusa. And here it seems that even meseches kala he has to know. It matters what you're speaking about. Then roilim noisei parnas. Avol hosom ktoni is if he knows dovor echod mitalmudai. There's such a girs over there that from what he had learned, if they'll ask him 10 questions, he only has to know one. If he gets one right, it's sufficient. Mashme afilu loilomad elo mesechtes kala. Dova echod mi talmud doi. He has to know one thing from what he learned. So it seems he did not, so mi talmud doi, so for a magbul, his yediyas to begin with. Mashme afilu loilomad elo mesechtes kala. V'omar heimeno dova echod areizechoch. So the mail, it matters, it's relative. Mesechtes kala, it matters what you're speaking about. Mir be perish rashi de kedushe ve hebe perish rabbeinu hanan ol ein kosov be hand over echad mi talmudoi. Ve ben yitzok meforish a different shot. The hay meseches kale is not the mesechta the bereise that rashi spoke about. No haynu drosha is as dura is mehuche is achak. There were mesuda dike halachis that the darshonim used to say over for each yontif. Yidemrinen belo yachpe, Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak, reish kala habe. Bekoma, eze Talmud Chochem, sheroi limnoise ala tzibo ba'asrei, we're speaking about ba'asrei, kedo omar besomot, b'mesechtei, later it says, b'mesechtei ba'asrei, ki goin she yedei lo hoshiv, v'chol mokim, Shishalu b'yoisei mesechte. Is afilu b'meseches kala shirigilim bo. That means it seems everyone knows this mesechte. The Hilchos Achag is, it seems everyone knows it. Roilim noisei b'iroi, if he's a baki in that. Avul botzer mehochi in roilim noisei. Boho, the Hutzrech, Larzel, Meshminen, Besomach, Ibe, Mesechte, Baasre, Afogav, the Kvar, Shminu, Kan, Ishreitzel, Lechalik, Be, Mesechte, Lekule, Yashas, that then is a Reish Mesifte. Ashtahave, the Hoche, Kehi, the Kedushin. So both are Kule. But if he knows Al Kaponim, Hilchis, Achag, it's Roy, Lim, Noisoi, Beiroi. So that Al Kaponim, that, he should be able, people should ask him, the Hilchus Achak. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon ben Lakish Shama, Eilu Kalim Ha'olayim, Haboim Mimdinas Hayom. Rab Shimon ben Lakish disagrees with the previous translation. Before we said that Banoim means, that Shal Banoim means the Godim of Talmidei Chachamim, Rab Shimon ben Lakish holds these are Kalim Ha'olayim. What is Ha'olayim? So Rashi says, Hodisnan Banoim Mitzadecho, Haini Kalim Shal Olayim. What is Olayim? Balonim. These are people who take care of a Beis HaMelchitz. Sheyesh lahem aluntiyois chashuvois lis'atev behem b'nei odom chashuvim b'tzeisa min HaMelchitz. It seems that Noshim Chashuvim used to get a very bekovedik towel to leave the Beis HaMelchitz. Umakpidim altinuf ma'at ubanoim. So these are choshevei begodim which the Noshim Chashuvim wear when they leave the Beis HaMelchitz. Ubanoim loshen veibani. Veibani is a loshen of a melchitz. So memela, that is the taich of banoim, shel banoim. Frech de gemore, lememre de chivrininu. So it comes out that these begodim, if we're makpid, that afilu mitzadechot, so it seems you're only makpid by a white beged. So afilu mitzadechot is, one is makpid. Like the Gemara, the Kalim Holayrin is not white. For Omer Lohu Rabbi Yanai Labonav Bonai, Altik Beruni Loi BeKalim Lavonim, Loi BeKalim Shchayim. That the Tachichim should not be Lavonim or Shchayim. Why? Lavonim Shema Loi Ezke, Ve'eye Kechosan Bein Aveilim. Where did the Gemara do? Shema loy eske, ve'eishev bein oisam shenidoinim begehenim, shedoinim lishuli kedere. So memele, so that's, this is ein tzore, but I should be conspicuous there also, that I should be levonim, b'teich shcheirim, that does felt me netois. So memele, so the altik beruni, b'keilim levonim. It's very difficult to understand if the way Rashi explains it, Al Kaponim, Oisim Shenidoinim Begehenim, the Tlavisim Klol, but the Tachichim Ever Shaiches, the Dinim the Gehenim Lachaire has no Shaiches with the Tachichim which are put on the Guf Hameis. Al Kaponim of Sazoi Shteitach, though. Evloi Bekelim Shchairim, Shema Eske, Ve'eye Ke'ovel Bein Chasanim. That means, if she'll, the other way, maybe I'll be zeichet ta'ilam abo, and I'll be wearing begodim shchayrim, ta'ik d'cheichnet. So what did he tell them to, so what kind of begodim she wear? Elo bekelim hoilayrim. Deboim medinas hayom. Al mesumkininu. So we see this ulayrim is not white. It's not black. So it's red. So red colors nishta in and nishta er, abo kaponim. So how could he say before, Rav Shimon Malakish say before, that a beged, that banoim is, or afilo mitzad echod, is a chetzitze, a beged, a red beged, one isn't makpit so much. So why should be chetzitze afilo mitzad echod? So the Gemara says, loy kashe, ho beglimi, ho bilvushi. So Rashi says, Glimi Sumki, the outer beged that comes from Olayrin, so that outer beged is red. That's what we had before, Banoim, which we're speaking about, or the way Rashi says it. Balonim Sheshlam Antois Chashuvis Lisatev Bahem B'nei Odom, so that's a psa beged, that's Somach Leboso, that's the Levush. So that is lemaisa white. That is white. But the outer beged is red. And he's speaking about the tachichim, weistachat place, he's speaking about glimi. He's speaking about, or a kaponet should be the color of the glimi, which comes from a lirin, which is red. Zot taisvis.
ha bilavushe, ha biglime. Ha de Rabbianai. Rabbianai is speaking about that he says that the color of his tachichim should be like ulayrin, his biglime. The mashme bepere kol hayad, gabi shocher kecheretz. The Gemara speaks about that the maris, which are tomei, so there's a maris shocher, which is tomei. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eilu Kelim Holairin Aboy Medina Sayon. That if a person wants to know the Shia Shachrus, the blackness, so it's similar to the blackness of Kelim Holairin. So the Gemara lememre, the Uchmininu, so comes out Ulairim are black. For Omar Rabbiana, Rabbiana said, Al Tikberuni, Loi Bekelim Levonim, Loi Bekelim Shchairim, Ela Beulairim. So you see, Ulairim is not black. So the Gemara says, Loi Kashi, Ha Beglime, Ha Bepsire. The Rabbiana Beglime, Rabbiana is speaking about the Glime, that is from Ulairim, so that's red, Vihisumki. The shchayrim lehavik the masikachi, havu pseire pseire is the tablecloths, havu uchmi ulevushi and the levushim from elayrim that's chivri, that is how Rav Shimon Malachi said pshat in the Mishnah of Shalbanoi. They are speaking about the levushim. Levushim are white, the glimi is red, and the tablecloths are black. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Mekaplin. Tanu Rabbonon, we have a machlokes in the mission between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Tanu Rabbonon, Oile Shabbos b'Shabbos. That is the girsa over here. That Oile Shabbos, the Tomid, you could be makter b'Shabbos, in a different Shabbos. Limed al chelvei Shabbos, shemakriven b'yom HaKippurim. That if you had, let's say, a tomid, let's say the tomid, limid al chelvei Shabbos, if we're speaking about the pasuk, Pashtus is speaking about the tomid, so it's a little difficult to understand why he says al chelvei Shabbos, the tomid you makter everything. Al kaponim, limid al chelvei Shabbos, shemakriven b'yom HaKippurim. That you're craving b'yom HaKippurim. That you can make it oila Shabbos b'Shabbos. In a different Shabbos. So that means, if Yom Kippur is Meitzoi Shabbos, you were not makter in Shabbos, you can be makter at Meitzoi Shabbos even though it's Yom Kippur. Yochel av shel Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos. But if it's the other way around, that you had the Tomid of Yom Kippur, and you weren't makterit in Meitzoy Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Talmud loymer b'Shabbatoy. So here we darshan b'Shabbatoy, oyle Shabbos davke b'Shabbatoy, not b'Shabbos acheres. Divrei Rabbi Yishmoel. So chelvei Shabbos are craven b'Yom HaKippurim, and chelvei Yom HaKippurim are not craven b'Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Oile Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, Limid al Chelvei Shabbos, Shekreven b'Yontiv. Kibi Makrib Chelvei Shabbos b'Yontiv. Yochel Av b'Yom HaKippurim. In Yom Kippur, you could also be, you could be Makter in Yom Kippur, Meitzoi Shabbos, Tamul Oimer b'Shabbatoi. Tatavke Shabbos b'Yontiv, and not Shabbos b'Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara answers, Shetimtza loyma, the divrei Rabbi Yishmoel, nidorim and nidovois, kreivim biyontiv. Rabbi Yishmoel holds, nidorim and nidovois, are kreivim biyontiv. So memele, if nidorim and nidovois are kreivim biyontiv, so you do not need a posik to tell me that oila Shabbos is korev biyontiv. Chiyitzarecha, the Yom HaKippurim. The Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Nedorim, and Nedovois ain't craving Beyontev. According to Rabbi Kiva, Nedorim, and Nedovois are not Nikra Beyontev. Chiyitz the Rekro, Lemishre Beyontev, that here, we're Matha Beyontev. Zogt Rashi. Chelvei Shabbos, Loshen Chelvei Yishver, but Rashi says, Kegoin Eivorei Tomid, Shel Bein Arbaim, Kreivim b'moitzoi Shabbos v'hu yoyim ha-kippurim. That is according to Rabbi Kiva. Oyle Shabbos b'shabbat toy, masmo le-medrash b'loivov, u-mashmed, so that's the oyle Shabbos b'shabbat, that's b'shabbos, u-mashmed oyle Shabbos kreivim b'shabbos acheres. Limit al-chelvei Shabbos, that is niktar b'yoyim ha-kippurim. Yochel afshel yoyim ha-kippurim b'shabbos, Talmud loimer b'shabbatoi. Vov miyutehu b'shabbatoi v'loi b'shabbos acheres. So here we have a limud that Yom Kippur is not nikrav b'shabbos. Shekreivim b'yontev, and Rabbi Kiva darshins, shechal liyos b'maitzoi Shabbos, that chel v'shabbos are nikrav b'yontev. So the Gemara says, what does this machlokes depend on? Nedarim v'nedavos. If one can be makter nedarim, makriv nedarim v'nedavis beyond. Look to Ibn Meseches Bey. Rabbi Shmuel Svirolei, commander Omak Revim. Shmuel holds, according to the man the Omar, that's Revim. That he could be makriv nedarim v'nedavis. Hilkach. Kivin de nedarim v'nedavis. Sheyochil lahamtin uli shachton b'choil. Ulahakrivon. Umaisa, it's not a chayvis hayim. Nedarim and nedavis. So you could wait till chayl. Nishchotem v'nikrovim b'yontev. You could be m'shaychet v'makriv b'yontev. Kavachayim v'chel v'yishabish and nishchotu k'darkon b'zmanon v'nitoisru. Savad givis chel v'yishabish and nishchotu k'darkon. He says, L'chayre, what is the Kal V'chaymer? The Kal V'chaymer is that this is more Zmanoi than the Dorm and the Dovis. The Dorm and the Dovis is not Meyuchid for this Zman. V'af al Pikein, it's Nishchotim v'Nikrovim. So about the Givis, Chel V'Shabesh and Nishchotu K'darkem v'Zmano v'Nitoisro. Hilkach L'Yitzrach K'roi L'Shabes P'Shabatoi Elo L'Yoyim HaKippur. Now this is a very shvere gemore. Tzfas emes Rabbi Kivega Amoire Chash Toisves and Avchov Dalet Omet Bey says that what is the Zemachloikis Pachlal? We see from our gemore the Zemachloikis Pachlal if Nedorim Nedoves is craving beyond it. So Taisvis and Afchav Dalad Amet Beis, the Maschel Lefi, says, Uleman di Oma Kreven Biyontet, Hainu Mishum de Kesova, de Iker Shchitosan Vafiyosin Nami Letzoyrech Odo. So Taisvis explains over here in Afchav Dalad Amet Beis, that the Machlokes of Nedorim and Nedoves are Kreven Biyontet, is totally what the Iker Shchitet is the Iker Shchita L'Gavoya, and the Iker Shchita is Gavoya, and it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, so Memela, this is not considered Lochem, so therefore it is Osa. That is the Svara of the Mandi Yoma that holds Nedor Nedovis ain't Kreivim B'yontiv. The Mandi Yoma that says Kreivim B'yontiv Amishum D'Ksav D'Iker Shchitas V'yosin Namel Tzayel Chodo. Since we're speaking about Shlomim over here, and Shlomim Lamaisa is Oymed Lachila. So that's called Lachem. So the Machloikis is it called Lachem? Is it not called Lachem? So it's Pileploi. But here we're speaking about the Tomid. We're speaking about an Oyla. So what is Pshat in Rashi? What is Pshat in the Gemara? So we're saying, case this, that, the Dorim and the Dovis, if the Dorim and the Dovis, you can be Markev, Avadi Givis, about the givisi can be makter the tomid. Say shver. It's unclear. The Marei Mesodis seems to bring a teretz, and there are a few words missing there. Efsher, he means to say that by nedarim and nedoves, there you're makter the imurim of the nedarim and nedoves also. If you own the dom, the tovis are craven beyond it, so you makter that also. L'chayre, the haktore is already Der Ktore Lechere ist not a Zeug Eichel Nefesh. But if you know the man who is the Ktore, that's what you have to know if the Ktore is considered a Zeug Eichel Nefesh or not. As far as Emes brings down a Machloikis, if you won't be Makter the Emurim, like this the Halach is as follows. If the Emurim are around, and you're not Makter them, you're not allowed to eat the Bosa. So the Haktoras Emurim is Ma'akiv Dachilas Abosa. What if there was Nitmu Heimurim, or Nevdu Heimurim? So then the din is you're allowed to eat the Bosa. So the Haktoras Emurim is only Ma'akiv if you have Emurim to be Makdiv. The Sasemis brings down the Machloikis in two Taisvis in, what if the Emurim are around, but Alts Yontif you can't be Makdiv it, does that have a din of Nevdu Emurim, or it doesn't have a din of Nevdu Emurim? So if it has a din, it doesn't have a din of Nevdu Emurim, so then the Haktoras Emurim alone is also a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, like, you have to be Makter in order to be able to eat the Korban. So then L'chair it's weiter no Raya from the Dorim and the Dovis. Because there is mutter to be makter, because he needs it. That's a pshatzerich eichel nefesh. It's weiter pshnish doime to the tomid. If you learn that it's not ma'akev, v'afal piken you're allowed to be makter, so then there's some type of similarity already. Then we see you're allowed to be makter the emurim of nedorim and nedovis, even though you're allowed to eat the basar. Fully, you won't be makter it, and that's when you're allowed to be makter. Then darf man take a wissen why you take allowed to, but al kaponim, then we could understand the kal vachomer of the Gemara. It's very unclear what the Merei Mesoda says. Al kaponim, the etzim kasha, the svasemes rabbi kevege ask. Let us see, taisvis chalvei shabbos kreven b'yem ha-kippurim, ayim ari d'chol heiche d'ktronish trei shabbi d'havi b'hadi yadodi. And it's possible that the two Shabbosis come together, Osi Kacherim, Tomri Ein Bein Atzeres, Atzeres, Al Dalet Yomim Bolvad, Vochim Meforosh Hashas, Pek Basra Desukim.